Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when America is looking forward, hoping, praying, working for some kind of a beginning to an economic recovery. The Dow Jones made a good start of it after this Memorial Day weekend. It ended up being up by not quite as much, just settled right below 25,000 points. It was up 530 points. Still a very good day. If we have more good days like that, will our economy be back? It's going to take a while. But talking about bringing the economy back, we'll be speaking to United States Senator Joni Ernst about that. She is at the very forefront of the very, very decisive and expensive and comprehensive struggle between Republicans and Democrats for control of the U.S. Senate. If Democrats win just four of the Republican Senate seats, and there are far more Republicans up for re-election this time than there are Democrats, if the Democrats win just four of those seats, they take control of the Senate, whether or not President Trump wins re-election. What a nightmare it would be for President Trump to have a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House and a second term. We will talk about that with Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa. She is the author of a new book, which is startlingly personal. It's called Daughter of the Heartland, My Ode to the Country That Raised Me. We'll also be speaking a little bit more about the place in history that this particular pandemic and the leadership response to this pandemic by leaders at every level, the place in history that pandemic is going to hold or is likely to hold. But first off, there's not a political confrontation, really. I don't think it's political, because it's in New York City in Central Park. And this is really remarkable, because every once in a while, there's an issue that's black and white. And sometimes that black and white issue, it not only distinguishes right from wrong, it distinguishes people of color from so-called white people. Okay, here's a story, and I'm going to play you a tape that you can listen to, because fortunately, this entire encounter was taped. As the Washington Post reports it, Christian Cooper was birdwatching deep in the woods of Manhattan Central Park when he noticed a rogue cocker spaniel digging in the shrubbery around him. I think when they say deep in the woods, they're trying to be sarcastic. There are no points in Central Park that are deep woods, at least not as we're used to in Washington State. And it's a beautiful park. And by the way, laid out by the Olmsted brothers, who also laid out the city parks in Seattle. But okay, this is a place in Central Park that I know reasonably well called The Ramble. And this guy, Christian Cooper, who happens to be African American, actually was there doing bird watching. He works as a science editor. And he was there doing bird watching, black guy. And many of the birds he was spotting come for the dense plants. So he approached the dog's owner, this is early yesterday, with a request. Could you please leash up your dog because that's what the park rules require. Now, his name is Christian Cooper. The woman he spoke to is named Amy Cooper. There is no relation between them. She's white. She's wearing a mask. Because Christian Cooper was taking the video, I don't know whether he was wearing a mask. But in any event, when he asked her to leash her dog, she said she would be calling the police instead. And what's really striking is the first thing she said, and you can hear it right on the tape, we'll play it in just a moment. She said, I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life. Okay, he wasn't threatening her life. He didn't touch her. He didn't threaten her in any way. She lied to the police and created America's, thousandth unpleasant public racial incident of the year. And these happen all the time. This is shameful, though. Here is Amy Cooper. Listen to her response. She's trying to get control of her dog, who's very rambunctious, at the same time that she's picking up her phone and calling the cops. Listen.
Please stop. Sir, I'm asking you to stop.
Please don't come close to me.
Sir, I'm asking you to stop recording me.
Please don't come close to me.
Please take your phone off.
Please don't come close to me.
I'm taking pictures and calling the cops.
Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, I'm in the ramble, and there is a man, African-American, who has a license plate. He's recording me and threatening me and my dog. There is an African-American man, I'm in Central Park. He's recording me and threatening myself and my dog. And my dog. I'm sorry, I can't hear you either. I'm being threatened by a man in the ramble. Please send the cops immediately. I'm in Central Park in the ramble. I don't know.
Thank you.
Okay, he's polite. He's self-possessed. And she is now disgraced, and appropriately so. She's fired. And she's fired. She can join the unemployed. Now, this is one you can't mourn over. I mean, what an idiot. Do you notice? I was counting. She was four different times she mentioned that he was African-American. Why did she do that? Is that not an indication of racism? That she is trying to rely on white privilege, is it? By saying, I'm going to call the cops and tell them an African-American man is threatening me and threatening me and my dog. And he did not threaten her or her dog. Christian Cooper, a 57-year-old science editor, not a dangerous-looking character in any way. He's a bird watcher, for goodness sake. He said, I don't think there's an African-American person in America who hasn't experienced something like this at some point. I don't shy away from confronting the scofflaw when I see it. Otherwise, the park would be unusable. Not just to let us birders, not just to us birders, but to anybody who enjoys the beauty of Central Park. Christian Cooper, who's not related to Amy Cooper, is the woman in this case, had gotten up early on Memorial Day to head to the Ramble, a heavily wooded section of Central Park designed to resemble a wild garden. With its rocky outcrops and thick canopy, the area makes for an especially inviting stopover for birds on their northward migration, he said. An avid birder since childhood, Cooper had been making daily trips in recent weeks to peek at the wildfowl stopping by for some refuge from the urban sprawl. In recent weeks, scarlet tanagers, oven birds, and the especially elusive morning warblers had all sought out the avian oasis. Now, Gail King has reacted to this on CBS. The employer for Franklin Templeton is the name of the employer, has just announced that she has terminated Amy Cooper. So what happens next? We'll get to that and to Senator Joni Ernst coming up on The Matt Vett Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It was 7:30 in the morning, yesterday morning, in Central Park when the confrontation of the Coopers, that's Amy Cooper, the dog walker, versus Christian Cooper, the bird watcher. Around 7:30 a.m., according to the Washington Post account, which is the most complete account I've seen, he spotted a rowdy two-year-old Henry. He's the Cocker Spaniel, who was grazing through the brush. As Henry's human, who's an investment manager in yoga pants and wearing a face mask, was standing right by a sign saying all dogs must be leashed. When Christian Cooper asked Amy Cooper to follow the rules, she refused. And he started recording her. And then that's when she threatened to call the police. And threatened to call the police, reporting to them, I have an African-American man who is threatening me, which he wasn't. And at that point, he told the Washington Post he had only one option. I can be racially intimidated and kowtow to her, he said, but I'm not going to participate in my own dehumanization. Okay, one of the questions that people may ask is, what does any of this have to do with race? Would this be getting this kind of attention all over the country, where people are reacting backward and forward, if the guy had been white? No, of course not. And you know what? If he had been white, she never would have mentioned his race. It's not imaginable that she would call the police on a false call. And by the way, she ought to be charged with that. She, I think, will face not just termination from her job at Franklin Templeton, but as an investment advisor. Pretty good job to join the ranks of the unemployed. But it's just such horrible character. She would, I think, never have dared to phone in a false report. Unless the victim of that false report was a black guy. And I think that is a reality. I don't think it's as bad as Gayle King says, but Gayle King reacted on CBS. She said this.
I mean, I don't even know what to do or how to handle this at this particular time. I know that this is... I'm speechless. I'm really, really speechless about what we're seeing on television this morning. It feels to me like an open season, and that it's just a not sometimes a safe place to be in this country for black men. And today is too much for me. Tony and Anthony, I'm going to turn it over to you too.
Okay, I can understand how she feels. Can't you? The whole thing is so shameful. Look, I think that people are responding appropriately. It's appropriate for her employer to fire her. It's appropriate for her to give up her dog that she had just adopted from a shelter. She surrendered her pooch to abandoned Angel's Cocker Spaniel Rescue, while social media users accused her of animal cruelty, as she was seen in the clip grabbing and dragging her struggling pup by a neck harness. Okay, I'm not sure that counts as animal cruelty. And this lady is now pleading that her life is ruined, her whole life is ruined, and obviously she came across incredibly poorly. But this is one of those issues where, for me, the deepest issue I feel is the abuse of the police. No, really, it is. Because by calling 911, a phony 911 calls are expensive. And at a time of the pandemic in New York City, in Central Park, at the center of the pandemic, to call out cops to put their lives at risk, potentially, on a completely phony call where there was no threat, he didn't raise a hand on her or toward her or anything, that's outrageous. And I do think there is a very real chance that she will be charged with something. She's not going to go to jail. That won't happen. But a lawsuit, I don't know. No, it's against the law to make phony 911 calls. I mean, we make a lot of jokes about it. We've done the 911 calls when they ran out of McDonald's, chicken nuggets. And so somebody called 911. Oh, yeah, that's just stupid. But something where you're actually falsely accusing someone. And by the way, I think it's probably fortunate that Christian Cooper, the bird watcher, didn't wait around and for the police to come to explain the whole thing. And as it is, I would be encouraged by the fact that I don't think anybody has stepped forward or could step forward in defense of Amy Cooper. She, by the way, has apologized. She has said she wants to publicly apologize to everyone. I'm not a racist. Really? I did not mean to harm that man in any way, she told the network. And then she added, my entire life is being destroyed right now. It's a reminder to everybody that even a relatively small misdeed can come back and, to use the doggy analogy, bite you. Speaking of things coming back to bite you, Joe Biden still trying to get over that you ain't black comment that he made so stupidly the other day. For people who may have forgotten, he was on the morning show with Charlemagne the God, and here's the Breakfast Club show. And here is what Vice President Biden sounded like.
Listen, you got to come see us when you come to New York, VP Biden.
I will.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community. I would love to see
you. Take a look at my record, man.
Okay, he's losing his temper over nothing. It does not show the vice president in the best possible light. One of his most likely candidates to be his running mate is Representative Val Demings of Florida, who's generally a pretty good communicator, and she is a representative from Florida, which is a crucial state for Trump to win. We'll play Val Demings coming back, her responding to Joe Biden, and then we have responses from Rahm Emanuel. And again, nobody is saying that Biden handled this well, except for the fact that he apologized promptly and recognized that he had made an error. Is this going to be fatal to his campaign? There are so many weeks and days left, 5 months to be precise. We will be right back with one of the key people in this campaign in a very, very key state, Senator Joni Ernst of the Hawkeye State of Iowa, joining us, coming right up.
More Michael Medved in a moment.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says a U.S. trade deal with China is sticking around for now.
The trade deal is intact for the moment, or so the Chinese say. So that's okay, and we'll see whether they implement it on schedule or not.
Kudlow also telling Fox News, though, that does not mean we will forget China's other bad behavior.
There's a number of issues where China has done very badly, very, very badly. I mean, they've concealed non-transparencies, putting it mildly. They've basically concealed facts and information about the origins of the coronavirus.
Home prices are increasing across the country despite the new economic downturn caused by the coronavirus crisis. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index found prices increased nearly 4.5% in March. All 19 markets in the index saw prices go up. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And I have long supported and praised Senator Joni Ernst, the conservative Republican from Iowa, who is facing a what will surely be a very fierce re-election battle in the Hawkeye State. She is the author of a brand new book, which we've posted on our website. It is called Daughter of the Heartland, My Ode to the Country That Raised Me. Daughter of the Heartland is posted right at michaelmedved.com. Senator Ernst, it is a pleasure and an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, Michael, thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Well, it's terrific, and I've had a chance to read much of your book, not the whole thing. What surprised me was how personal it is, how candid you are. You talk about the searing experience of going through divorce as a member of the U.S. Senate when you have so much else pressing on you. And this after serving our country 23 years in the military. Why did you decide to make the book as personal and open as it is?
I think it was really important that I do that. And it is a very raw story. But as I have shared my own story, I have heard from women and men from all walks of life, from all corners of this great United States that have gone through the same thing. And I've heard people say, Joni, you were a battalion commander, a lieutenant colonel. Joni, you're a United States senator. And you have gone through these life experiences and still found your way to rise above them. And I think that's what people need to hear, and they need to understand that we can go through challenging situations in our lifetimes and not let us be defined by those singular moments in our lives. We can overcome. We just have to rise to the challenge and take on those risks and move beyond that. What I'm trying to do through my story, of course, is challenge people to service, challenge them to leadership, challenge them to gain courage. But what I do is I always come back to gratitude, because I couldn't have made it through some of those challenges and achieved the level of success I have had without wonderful mentors, my wonderful family, my beautiful daughter, and just great friends and colleagues.
The book is Daughter of the Heartland. The author is Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa. When people are making a choice in Iowa, which is a traditional swing state, Barack Obama carried that state, Donald Trump carried it decisively. When people are making their decision this time on voting for president and voting for the U.S. Senate in the Hawkeye state, what do you think should be the essence of their decision? What will be your case before the voting public?
Well, absolutely that someone will understand the challenges that are facing our Iowans. And I am so blessed to serve the people of Iowa. It is the heartland. It is the way I was raised. The values that I have today came from my parents instilling those hard work ethics. There was no job beneath me as I was being raised. My parents taught me very early on that I needed to work with my hands. I needed to understand how to farm. I needed to understand what it was to get up in the morning and go to a minimum wage job in town. They really taught me that. And I think that Iowans want to know that there are those that have walked in their boots, whether it is work boots out on the farm or whether it is the boots that carried me through the Middle East. So just understanding that I've served in so many different positions that they have served in, and I'm part of them. I'm part of Iowa. And I think that's what they want to know, is that you've had those challenges and you can take those challenges and give them a voice in Washington, D.C. And that's what I am doing for the people of Iowa.
When you speak to the voters, obviously the COVID-19 pandemic is going to be very much on everyone's mind. Looking forward, how do you see the future of our economic recovery and our public health recovery from what's been a devastating pandemic?
Absolutely. And I do think that there is a federal government role in some of these aspects of recovery and making sure that economically we can get back on our feet. And certainly I look at like the county hospital in my own rural area and making sure that we can maintain our health services across the United States. And I feel very good about where we will be able to go as a nation. Again, I think we have just a wonderful community of people that are driven to success, and they're driven to overcome challenges. They're driven to overcome barriers. And we will get through this together. It's going to take a lot of collaboration and a lot of work, certainly, but I am optimistic for the recovery, not only health-wise across the United States, but economically as well. I see in my own population here in the great state of Iowa, people are ready to get back to work. You know, they want to do it safely, but they are ready to get back to work.
Has Iowa been particularly, has certainly been hard hit by the lockdowns? I guess every state has. But Iowa has been come out fairly well during the pandemic so far, right?
When you compare us to other states like New York and California, absolutely.
Illinois, right next door.
Oh, goodness, yes. And I do credit that to being in the Midwest, being very rural. We do have a number of hot spots and our meatpacking facilities where, God bless them, you know, great folks out there working every day to make sure we're producing food that will hit your grocer's shelves. You know, they work in very confined quarters, and they were hit pretty hard by COVID-19. But we've gone and corrected through CDC, OSHA, working with our governor and those meatpacking facilities, you know, provided the necessary precautions in order to keep production up. But they were hit hard.
Let me ask you, Senator, one of the things that's very tantalizing in your book is you talk about President Trump, when he was candidate Trump, approaching you to be his running mate, and you decided not to keep yourself in consideration. Explain to the listeners why not.
Certainly. Well, again, driven to serve the state of Iowa. At that time, I'd only been in the United States Senate for 2 years, and I absolutely love working with this president. He is a force to be reckoned with, but at that time, I didn't feel that both my family situation and where I was in the Senate, I just wasn't ready to take that step yet. It was such a great honor to be considered by him. But again, it just wasn't the right time to do so. And I feel like it better serves the folks of Iowa in the United States Senate and working in conjunction with our fantastic president and Vice President Pence. I think they have done a great job for us.
That's Joni Ernst. She is a junior senator from Iowa. Senior senator, of course, is Chuck Grassley, one of her mentors who she praises in the book. The book is called Daughter of the Heartland. And it's a sensationally absorbing read. You can check it out at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with more on the latest Biden controversy coming up. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Most of us, nearly all of us in fact, have been spending so much more time at home recently that now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of our sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this amazing opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the radio listener's special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code MEDVED.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Medved show, just speaking with Senator Joni Ernst, who was under serious consideration, she describes it in her book, to be President Trump's running mate. I'm sure President Trump is, Mike Pence has done a fine job for the president and has been a very strong source, it seems to me, of ballast and substance for the administration. In any event, today there's a lot of focus on Joe Biden's running mate, and particularly after him saying, if you can't tell the difference between me and Trump, then you ain't black. The use of the term ain't, it's almost talking in dialect. It's not acceptable. Biden apologized for it, would like to move on. But, of course, a lot of the leading black Democrats are going to be asked about it. Now, one of them, we're speaking about Joni Ernst, she is at the very top of Joe Biden's list as a possible running mate. Her name is Val Demings. Joni Ernst, she has a background in uniform. In her case, the uniform is a police officer's uniform. She was chief of police in Orlando, Florida, before she was elected to Congress. Her husband was also prior chief of police and sheriff, and is now mayor of Orange County, Florida. In any event, Representative Val Demings, who was one of the impeachment managers, had a tough needle to thread, which is, how do you respond to Joe Biden's unfortunate comment without killing your own chances to be his running mate? Here is Val Demings.
You know, I think it's interesting that the president searched high and low to find African-American members of the Senate and former member of Congress to speak out on this issue. It'd be nice to hear other Republicans, male or female, speak out on this issue, however, look. Vice President went on the show. I'm so glad he did, because these are the conversations that we really need to be having. And one of the things I said in a statement on Friday was that, look, we know we have some serious issues that we're dealing with in this country, and if we're going to be able to address them effectively, then we've got to hold everybody accountable, even those that we do support. Look, the vice president shouldn't have said it. He apologized for it. But I really think the gall and the nerve of President Trump to try to use this in his campaign, he who has since day one done everything within his power, of course, supported by his enablers, to divide this country, particularly along racial lines.
Well, that's basically, she's talking about gall and nerve. And as a matter of fact, of course, President Trump is going to use this. He hasn't. She's talking about the fact that apparently the Trump campaign has been releasing You Ain't Black T-shirts with with Joe Biden's picture on them. And of course they're going to do that. That's normal politics. It's not normal politics to accuse Joe Scarborough of murder. That's not normal or healthy or acceptable. But Sean Puff Daddy, Sean Diddy Combs, as he's known now, had this to say about the Biden situation right now regarding his African-American support.
Nothing has changed in America for Black America. And in order for us to vote for Biden, we can't be taken for granted like we always are because we're supposed to be Democrats or because people are afraid of Trump. It's whoever's going to take care of our community. Our vote is not for free. Whoever wants to make a deal, it's business at this point. You know, we can't trust politicians.
Okay, does that indicate that Puff Daddy is that Sean Diddy Combs is open to supporting President Trump if he promises some substantive aid to the community? Sounded like that. Rahm Emanuel also spoke on this same misbegotten comment from Vice President Biden. Listen.
I would step back, though, and say it violated a simple number one rule. You have to project that you're going to earn every vote, fight for every vote, just like you're going to fight for this country. And what this said underneath was, I'm going to get your vote no matter what I do because the other guy's worse than me. And that violates politics 101.
Okay, that's well said. And that's exactly right. You cannot go forward with a sense of entitlement. I'm entitled to Black votes just because I'm Joe Biden or I'm the Democrat. By the way, Rahm Emanuel, the former mayor of Chicago, former aide to President Clinton, former member of Congress, Chicago just saw the deadliest Memorial Day weekend in years. Chicago police say 10 people were killed, at least 42 people were wounded in shootings over the city's deadliest Memorial Day weekend. That's 52 people. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but to their credit, NBC in Chicago actually published a list with descriptions of each of these incidents. Man, that's a problem. And when you talk about a problem afflicting the African-American community, the overwhelming majority of the victims, in this case, of the victims were Black. And I do think that is a kind of issue that Republicans, even Republicans in Illinois, have to address because it hasn't gotten better. It got better for a while in Chicago under Rahm Emanuel, but if you look back at Memorial Day weekend, the number of dead and wounded, it was 52 this year total, 50 in 2017, then down to 37, then down to 41, and then up to 52. It's staggering and tragic, frankly. Yamiche Alcindor, who's a reporter for PBS, not one of the president's former reporters, said this about the Black vote and Joe Biden's comment.
We'll say there was a collective gasp at the idea that Joe Biden had the hubris to say that African Americans aren't Black enough and that he would be a person as a white man to tell African Americans how to be African American. That was definitely seen as not okay. And his apology was needed.
Okay, his apology was needed. That's certainly true. But all of this, it seems to me, is an indication of why this is one of those gaffes that won't just go away. It's not like him misstating some statistic, which he does all the time, or misremembering something. I know that he came out of the basement. He participated with his wife, Jill, at a Memorial Day ceremony near the Delaware Bridge and Delaware River Bridge. And okay, that seemed to go without a major problem. But honestly, the people who are running the Biden campaign have to be deeply concerned about where this is going. And they can downplay this particular gaffe all they want. But the problem of a candidate who during a campaign, when there is so much focus, and particularly during those debates, there are all kinds of things that can happen. And one of the terrible things here is for Democrats, frankly, is already by every measure, there is greater enthusiasm on the Republican side for President Trump than there is enthusiasm for Joe Biden. They went to Joe Biden as the safe choice. But are there people who are positively excited about Joe Biden? The big argument for Joe Biden is Democrats make it all the time. Trump is worse. We will see how that works out and how it works out historically. We'll be speaking with historian and political scientist Paul Kengor the next hour from Grove City College and their great Institute for Faith and Freedom. We'll also be talking a little bit about where you put the context for actually the process of opening up. Is it being well handled anywhere in particular? We'll get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.